Welcome to the Naked Relationship Podcast. I'm Adam.
I'm Kelly.
And we want to apologize because our last episode, the sound quality was
shit, guys.
Yes, thanks for taking the word right out of your mouth.
But we are working on it. We got some new equipment. We have a new studio where we're recording at, aka the fucking closet.
Yes, it's our playroom closet. It's kind of a walk-in closet, but it's not like a huge walk-in closet.
Like, it's just barely enough room for, like, a little table, chairs, the setup. Like, I will post a picture on our Insta, but, like, it's ratchety and ghetto AF.
Yeah, and we've still got, like, one piece coming. We're switching out our mixer for an audio interface.
They don't care.
I'm just saying. So, what you'll see in there is not the finished product, and we still need a sound treat this bitch, so.
We are working on it.
Are we?
We're trying. Well, Adam's working on it. I am currently working. Making that dough,
yeah.
Making that bread.
You're still employed.
Yes. But guys, if you want to follow us on our Instagram, which I run.
Whoa. Hold the phone there, hotshot.
What do you mean hold the phone? They come here for my voice.
I mean, I come for many different reasons. But no, you don't just single out the Instagram. I mean, we've got the Facebook, we've got the Twitter, we've got the Instagram. All of them.
Instagram's only one that counts because that's the one I run.
Okay, so, sure.
I've also not been posting because I've been hella busy at work.
And hella stressed.
And yes, so I am working on that, guys. I will post this Friday when this episode comes out.
You better.
And I love the people that send me messages. Thank you, guys. You make my day. I love you.
So our social media is at TNR Podcasts, and our website is thenakedrelationship.com.
Love the input you guys have been sending us, too.
Thank you. All the nice messages are very much appreciated, and we try to respond to them all. So without further ado.
Part two of the Kelly Playing Alone series. No, it's not a series. I'm just like...
It's really just us playing alone during the pandemic.
Yeah, because there's not a lot of opportunities to get together. But this is the next play date I had after the BBC, which was literally the next day.
I gotta be honest, though. Like, I really kind of didn't want you to fuck the BBC only because I know, like, how much pain you were in, like, the time before. Mm-hmm. And so... For me, it was kind of like, don't put yourself in a painful situation, even though you know it's coming, pun intended.
But I wanted to get better at it. That's why I wanted to, you know, try it again. And maybe, like, the second time would be different. And it was. It was completely different. I was well lubricated, and it slid right in.
Right on in. Put a bun in the oven, will you?
Yeah, I had a lot of fucking fun. Wish it wasn't on the couch. Wish it was on an actual bed. But our lust did not last that long to get to the bedroom. So
I don't know. I mean, you squirted several times.
I did.
Like, the couch was kind of wet for like 2 or 3 days.
Oh my God. Think of all the furniture I have ruined. Like, 2 beds. And like, this couch... Our previous couch.
I mean, to be fair, our couch isn't ruined.
It's not ruined, but it's definitely marked by my scent.
Like, oh, you forgot about the futon.
And the futon. Yes. See, look how much furniture we've ruined.
So when we first moved in together, this was like right after Kelly learned how to squirt, if you will.
No, I learned I could squirt. On that damn futon, all because of this
No, no, it was on your old bed when we first met in your bedroom.
I did not squirt on that bed.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
I guarantee I did not squirt on that
bed. I guarantee you that you did.
You weren't there, sir. I'm just kidding. He was there. But no, the first time I squirted was on that damn futon.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was, because it, like, leaked onto the hardwood that was floor, like the... and you could see the fucking moisture on there, like, a little puddle was underneath the futon.
That was, like, the first time that you squirted in the new apartment.
No.
Because you squirted in the old apartment, and that futon was not up in your apartment.
Okay, first time I squirted, tell me about it, because I do not, I think you're fucking lying to me.
Let me paint this room for you. Okay, so, there was this... Your bedroom set, right? The one that we just sold. But you had those going, and then you had like those rosy, flowery, pink looking sheets, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And I believe it was that green and yellow comforter.
Okay.
And I think like we were doing the, no, we weren't. I was fingering you and you squirted, I think. And we both kind of like didn't know what was going on for a minute. And then, I think we put it together and then I got you to do it again.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
That's not the story. That's some other bitch you've been fucking.
Oh, yeah. Her name is, let me think, Kelly.
Stop. Guys, he's lying. The first time was on the futon in our first apartment together.
New.
But anyways, back to my story.
Getting some Duke.
So I had a play date the next day after the BBC left, which was actually a Saturday. And this Saturday, we also planned to meet the couple that we really clicked with for the second time.
Shout out to y'all. Real OGs. Day one.
And so I was already exhausted. I don't know why I keep doing this to myself. I'm exhausted from work. Then I fuck and I get even more exhausted.
So Kelly doesn't understand her physical limitations. She thinks she does, but she does not know them until she hits them hard.
I hit it real hard. So I invited this guy over and Adam already told me like, you can only play for so many hours. Cause like we have this couple coming over. We have to get ready and shit. And I was like, fine, cool. And this play partner, we've talked about him before. His name starts with a D. Real nice, real sweet.
What are you, like, super country right now? Real nice?
Real nice, real sweet. It's my hospital voice coming out.
Because we live in the South.
And I have to talk to my patients in a country accent or else they won't understand me. But anyways, he was real nice, real sweet. He's a little Hispanic and love it. And we have played before, and we've had threesomes with him before. Yes. So he is well-established in our sex life. So I actually asked him if he had any weed or if he knew anyone that sold weed. Because I was getting super stressed at work about this whole pandemic and our patient load and them cutting hours, actually, for the nurses. And it was just a very stressful time. And I wanted to imbibe in the green flower. I don't do it often. And I just wanted a release that alcohol can
provide. I don't know that you've ever gotten high off of smoking it.
I don't think I do it right, too. Like, I inhale it.
Thank you. You hear that? She fucking admitted it.
But I know how to breathe, okay? If I can breathe.
Everyone knows how to fucking breathe. It's a little bit different.
You're supposed to inhale, right? And keep it in. Mm-hmm. Let your little alveoli get the...
Your little what?
Your alveoli.
Okay.
From your bronchioles in your lungs.
You know I don't know. I never took an anatomy class outside of sex ed, okay?
Okay, but I feel like I do it right. Like, I inhale, I hold it in for a little bit, I cough my lungs out, and then I blow it out. Or maybe I blew it out when I coughed, but I don't know. No. But I have never gotten high from smoking. It's always the gummies, the edibles that are, they hit you, man. They hit you real hard.
So let me give you this, like, side story here that is not completely relevant at all, but it involves Kelly and weed when we were in Denver last spring. So we go to a dispensary and we get some edibles. I get some edibles, some gummies. And
they're pretty good, man.
And then we go bowling. And I take one. Doesn't faze me at all. Kelly takes one. And it doesn't seem like it's going to hit her. And then after bowling, we all go to dinner. And I'm sitting across the table from her. She's sitting next to her GBF. And
famous friend.
Yes, Benford. Oh, love him. I look over at across the table at Kelly, and she's just got this look in her eyes of like she's just lost. And then not only does she have that look in her eyes, but she's got her head on her hand, not quite in like the fist, but kind of like in the where she's laying on her hand. And then she also has her other hand up and she is gnawing on her fingers. It was like the most funniest moment I've seen.
I don't even remember dinner, okay? I was so fucking high out of my mind from one gummy. Guys, it took like an hour and a half to hit, which I now get it because you have to ingest it, digest it, let your body metabolize it and get it into your bloodstream for it to go into your whole body and your brain. It takes a long time. But.
Well, regardless, it was a fucking amazing. And then the next day, I took 2 in the morning and, well, that was a big fucking mistake.
Driving through the mountains in my gay best friend's truck. Well, his partner's truck, which is fucking huge. And we were, like, going around winding, long, curvy roads. Adam, poor Adam, was fucking high out of his mind. His head was in my lap, and he couldn't...
Which made it worse, because we're going around windy fucking roads, and I'm high out of my mind. The worst part... Well, the funniest part... was right after we got back, and I'm downstairs, and I can't hold it together. And so I thought of how, like, gas rises, and since we're in the rocky fucking mountains, we weren't staying in Denver. We were, like, 9,000 feet up. And
in the mountains.
And so I think I had to fart or something, and so I was thinking about how gas rises, and we're in the mountains, so of course it's going to go up. But... I was also thinking face down, ass up. And so I kept saying face down, gas up. And I just thought it was like the funniest fucking thing. And once I got started, I could not stop fucking laughing.
It was so contagious too, because I think I also took another gummy that day and I was fucking on the floor laughing at that phrase. I do not know why. It was...
No, I was the one on the floor.
You I were was on to... the floor too. Like, I couldn't, like, my really? Ribs started hurting and my stomach muscles underneath all this fat started hurting.
Oh, stop. I don't even remember that.
You were too high. Anyways, back to the story. I'm so sorry, guys.
Wish I was high on pot news.
So, had this play date plan with a partner that I played before, and we've had threesomes before, and I told him that I wanted some weed, and he's like, yes, I got the hookup. So.
You're kind of missing a step there.
What?
So, he said he had the hookup, but you didn't have to pay.
I did pay him.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he charged me like 10 bucks for like 2 blunts, and I gave him a 20.
I thought like, well, you showed me the message where he said you don't have to pay or something along those lines.
I mean, he like said I didn't have to pay, but I still wanted to pay. Like, after like telling him like, hey, no, let me pay for this. He's like, 10 bucks, that's all. Here's a 20.
Okay.
Yeah, I just didn't want to get anything.
See, I didn't know that part.
Yeah, I just didn't want to get anything for free, you know? But anyways, he brought some weed, he rolled me 2 blunts, and so grateful for that, because I can't do that shit. And then we sat on the couch, we talked a little bit, talked about the coronavirus, work, all that shit, and then we went into the bedroom. And during the week, we were talking about how he has this toy, this heavy stainless steel prostate massager that it can also be used as a G-spot toy for a woman. Like, it's unisexual for men and women. And he uses it on his wife, and his wife uses it on him sometimes. And it has, it looks like... a gentle C with 2 balls at the tip. So it's curved and it has 2, like a smaller ball on one side and a little bit bigger ball on the other. So if you can imagine that, very shiny, very heavy, it weighs about 2.5 pounds, and it is, you can use temperature play with it too. You can make it really cold by sticking it in the fridge or the freezer, or you can make it really hot by running it under some warm water. So he brought that with him because I mentioned that I would love to do that, to use that toy on him. So he brought it. We warmed it up a little bit under some warm water because it was kind of cold. And I started by blowing him for a good bit, which is my favorite part.
And then he came in my face. No, you sent me out. You sent me out to go run errands or something, and then I ended up just going to get some wings or some shit.
Yeah. Adam was gone. It was just me and him. So, yes.
She kicked me out, guys.
I started blowing him, and then I asked if I can use a toy on him, and he said yes. So, he's laying down, head on pillow. I'm between his legs, blowing him, and I gently start inserting the smaller end of the toy inside his butt to get to his prostate. And he told me how he wanted me to use it, which you go in a little bit and then you go kind of up towards yourself, and like, it's a weird picture.
Towards yourself?
Towards me.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry. So you go up, you go in and up a little bit, and you kind of do like a back and forth motion. You can do side to side. Anyways, he told me how he wanted it. And he couldn't handle, like, it was too much. That stimulation on his prostate plus me blowing him was too much.
It, so we I could guarantee only do goddamn to you, one it or was the other. Just the blowjob that did it. Because, like, I'm serious. Because he'd already come at that point, right?
Yes.
And then, like, he's already, like, super sensitive. And then add in, like, your phenomenal fucking fellatio skills.
Thank you.
I can't handle it. Like, it's almost like, get the fuck off me. I can't do it.
But anyway, so I would alternate between using the toy and blowing him. And it didn't take long for him to come again. Okay? And it was everywhere. So...
Everywhere?
Everywhere. Well, everywhere on his dick. Because I didn't swallow that one. I didn't know when he was coming.
So you're not a swallower is what you're saying.
I do swallow. You're welcome. And then we tried one more time because we just had enough time for one more go around. So I use my mouth again on the stick to get him hard. And then I insert the toy. I can't. And I just used the toy that time. And it was awesome. Like, you could tell he really fucking loved it. So we said goodbye. After a little bit, after he got cleaned up, I got cleaned up, say goodbye, thank you, I'll text later. Love the interaction. And then I got cleaned up and got ready for our group play with our couple friends that night. So that was pretty fun. And I think that maybe, like, I haven't been feeling the need right now, like, my sex drive currently it's not high enough right now. Like, I feel like a lot of factors contributed to it right now. Like, I'm really stressed at work. I'm a little bit stressed at home.
You're welcome.
Stop. I love you, okay? It's not your fault, but, like...
It kind of is.
It kind of is, but not really. You know what I mean? So, my sex drive has been kind of low, and I haven't been really talking to many play partners, but... I am slowly working on that. I also have some medical issues going on that I'm going to hopefully try to figure out tomorrow. But I will tell you guys later. But let me backtrack a little bit. How did you feel about this play date right before our couple play date on Saturday with D?
I was ready for it to be over. Because, like, so I went to my favorite wing place and I got... some amazing goddamn wings with my favorite beer of all time. They just go together. Like chicken and the chicken container.
Wait. Did you eat in this place?
Yeah. This was like, I don't know.
Are you sure this was during Corona times?
Yeah. Because they hadn't shut everything down, I don't think.
Okay. Weird.
Yeah. Continue. So I get my wings and then I'm killing time for like a good like 10 minutes before I leave. I'm waiting for you to give me the all clear message. And so, eventually, I'm just sitting in the car, and I'm waiting. And I'm still waiting. And so, then I'm like, fuck it. I'm just going to go home, and I'm just going to sit on the couch. One wall away from you.
And your so, dream.
Yeah, and so, you know, it was a bit, I feel like it was kind of a bit awkward. He kind of came out and was like, hey, man, how are you? I'm like... good, thanks for fucking my fiance.
You always say, you do that shit to yourself. You make shit awkward for yourself.
Well, okay? With him, I think it's just kind of, and it's nothing against him. It's just more like the way that everything has transpired with him specifically. You know, and we've talked about all this on the podcast. He's the one that his first time swinging was with you, where, you know, it's just I wanted you really bad and I couldn't have you the first time you guys hung out. So it's just it's nothing against him. I mean, I'm sure he's a great guy. Met him a couple times and he does seem to be just that, a great guy. But there's still like that awkwardness because of everything that's transpired. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that is what it do. And then he left, and then I think, like, did we do anything? Like, did I fuck the shit out of you, or no?
I can't even remember at this point. Like, I just remember being so tired. So tired. So I think tired. I took a nap, right? On the couch?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you did, I don't did. You know?
Yeah, I took a little nap before they came over. But yeah, I do this to myself all the time. I schedule myself. I run myself ragged.
Yeah. Well, so we've talked about all of your playdates with the exception of the two solo playdates with the other guy named D. I swear, she just can't get enough D's in their life.
I know, right? Gotta get them D's.
This dick. So go ahead and talk about the time.
My last one I'm going to talk about with this other new D, who's part of the couple that we really like.
Yes.
He said we could use his name, so I'm going to use his name for... I have too many Ds.
Dakota.
His name is Dakota.
Can I use his name too?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So his name is Dakota.
Yeah, his name is Dakota. He's super sweet and nice. So I think we told you about this, guys, that the couple approached us and did it in a very respectful way, I thought. Like, they wanted a face-to-face confrontation, talking about playing alone, and we were agreeable to that. So this is Dakota and I's first solo play date, not in the group setting. So I think Adam had scheduled a play date with the wife that week, and I scheduled one for the same week towards the end.
Can I just, like, this couple, like, they just know how to fuck, and they know how to be good friends.
And they know how to be respectful about this.
Yes.
Which I love.
Yes. And even though we've canceled on them numerous times because of lots of things, and I even ruined a play date with you and him.
Okay, stop. Back to the first play date with him, with Dakota. So, we've been texting all week. Well, not really texting. We've been Snapchatting. And we were both excited for this. So, it's on a Friday. And I had work the previous night, so I got off Friday morning, I took a shower, I got all comfy and cozy, got in some cute, well, I don't think they were even cute, I got in some comfy PJs, got a blankie, laid on the couch, got some breakfast for myself, because I deserved it, and I was just trying not to fall asleep, honestly, by sitting on the couch. Because I knew if I laid in bed, I would fucking knock out. And he'd be knocking at the door with no one answering. So I decided to chill on the couch. He texted me. Or I'm sorry. He Snapchatted me like we were talking that morning. He let me know when he was leaving. And he let me know when he got here. He knocked on the door. I let him in. He looked all cute. Dressed up. I did not dress up. I didn't think this was a dressing up type of thing. Okay, I was in pajamas, and he dressed up looking real nice.
I mean, I guess he did it right.
Yeah, you know? He did do it right. I did it wrong.
I don't know. I mean, I know you weren't expecting to just open the door and spread the legs and say, all right, put it in. All right, bye. But, like, you know, you always want the guy to kind of do a little bit more.
Yeah, which is very appreciative.
Because, like me, I'm fucking basic as fuck. Yeah. I'll go out with, like, fucking shorts and flip-flops and a shirt.
Yeah, that's it.
Not necessarily to play dates, but, like, if it's... I don't know. Depending on the situation, but it's super rare that I would even consider going out on a play date.
And this guy used cologne, which I want Adam to use more of, and he did.
Don't give me that shit. I fucking used some the other day, and you didn't even notice.
You used one little baby squirt, and I did not smell that.
Because it makes me sneeze.
Love you. Anyways.
You heard it here first, folks. She fucking hates me.
But he came in all dressed up, dressed to the nines, loved it. We sat on the couch, and honestly, I think we talked about for an hour and a half, maybe? Just shooting the bull, talking about our lives and stuff. Like, I like to have conversation with people before I do this.
Well, that's part of it, is like we need that connection.
Yeah.
Like we can't just like fuck. I mean, I think like at one point you kind of used to be at that level, but not anymore.
Not anymore. I definitely need more of a connection, like you said. So I enjoy talking with him and getting to know him a little bit more. And then he actually broached the subject of going into the playroom, and I was agreeable. So we go in there and we take off all our clothes. It's a little bit blurry because it's been a hot minute. So I'm assuming we took off all our clothes. I think he went down on me. Maybe I went down on him. But the only part, the best part of that play date for me was when we were both naked and kind of like dry humping. And oh my God, I was so fucking wet. And I wanted him to just put it in. With no condom, guys, which is a complete no-no for us.
Okay. So I will say both Melissa and I, can I use her name?
Yeah, I guess okay. You can use her
name. All right, so both Melissa and I, when we were dry humping on our play date, probably a day or two before yours, we both wanted the exact same thing.
And I had to praise him for his, what's it called? His, like, strength to not do it.
Oh, you don't understand how difficult it is to not do it, especially given the position that Melissa and I were in, because like it was very easy to just put it in. Mm-hmm. And so we can all come to an agreement that all four of us wanted to raw dog it that day.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And God. I think I said to you like the day after, maybe even the first meetup with them, but yeah. I felt like we hit it off so well. That I was ready at that point. Like, I trusted them so much, which is probably not a good thing that I'm so trustworthy. But I don't know. It's just everything felt right with this couple. Mm-hmm. It felt like I was ready to say, all right, we don't need condoms with these wonderful people. Yes. But we'll get to that later.
Yes. So that was the best part, honestly. We were dry humping. We were so, like, into each other. I just wanted him to stick it in fucking raw. No glove on. But thank God he had enough strength to like, hey, I respect, he actually said this during the thing, I respect Adam too much, I have to put a condom on.
And he like even messaged me afterwards and like, hey man, how are you doing with everything? Like, he was like trying to debrief with me, which is like a complete first for me.
I know, I fucking love that. Yeah. When you told me about it, I was like, oh, these people are like little angels.
It's like they don't just care about themselves, you know, like they really care about us.
Yes.
So
love, but yeah, so we had sex, and then the best part, we got to film a little bit for Adam.
I fucking came so much at that video, like it was him like giving you a facial.
Yes, which I've always wanted a facial with like a lot of cum on my face.
I mean, you've gotten a few of them since we've been in the lifestyle.
I've gotten a
that
few.
I've seen at least. But I don't know. I think it was
fucking awesome.
Yeah, it was. He started coming on your face, and then you can just see your face light up, which for me is like a huge reward, because like that's that I can tell that you were truly happy in that moment.
Yes.
And that's what I fucking love.
Yes. So I got down on my knees, and he said that he really wanted to come on my face, and I fucking love when people come on my face. And he got ready to ejaculate on my face, and I'm just like waiting for it, ready. And as soon as the first drop of cum hits my face, I'm like instant happy. And then I'm like so pumped seeing it come out, and just like, and he's filming this, and like it all got captured, and I fucking love watching it. It is fucking awesome.
Yeah, it was fucking hot as shit. Afterwards, I came several times to that video. So
I think Dakota said he watched it several times and masturbated to it several times. Mm. So
it's
fucking awesome. I love it, guys. I'm so happy.
What's the word I'm looking for? Oh, it's fucking hot as shit.
Yes, it was very hot. Love. But that is all of my solo play dates. Got you all caught up, but I do have a couple more. What's the word?
Well, you had another one with him.
I have another.
the next week, but I kind of ruined that one.
Yeah. We'll talk about that one later. but we have some more stories.
It was no drama with play partners or us that time. It was completely work-related.
Yeah, so hopefully we get to play some more. Right now, I am currently on a six-day of no working. I go back to work next Wednesday, so hopefully I get to relax.
Yeah, and you get to make a lot of content for your OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Oh, and you even get to finish your blog that we've talked about
for the
last 6 weeks. You have, like, minor corrections to make there, man.
It's so hard. It's like homework now.
Well, you know.
Okay. All right, guys.
So
it's been great chatting with you. Mm-hmm. Follow us
on the socials at TNR Podcast. Visit our website, thenakedrelationship.com. Send us an email. Send us a direct message on socials. We'd love to hear from you. Any feedback, any suggestions you guys like to make? Because we are currently trying to plan our future with the show and what we want to do with it. So,
yay!
Yep. All right, guys. Well, in the words of my future mother-in-law, adios.
Bye.